interview with Mrs. Ella of Woodstock, Illinois, on December 19th, 1960. Mrs., I'd like to begin by asking you just to do some counting for me. Very difficult arithmetic problem. And what I'm interested in now is your pronunciation of various numbers. So would you start with one and go very slowly, please?
One.
Okay.
Two.
All right.
Three.
All right.
Four.
All right.
Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Eleven. Twelve.
And okay.
13. 14.
Right. Would you repeat the last two, please?
13.
Yes.
14.
Okay. Now, the number that comes after 19 is?
20.
And the number that comes after 26 is?
27.
And after 28, or rather after 29?
30.
And after 39?
40.
And after 69?
50.
After 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
Okay. That's enough for the numbers. If Mr. Dillon was the second man to come through the door a few minutes ago, I was the what?
Third.
Well,
Before.
I came in before.
Oh, you were the first one that came.
That's right. And then if I was the first one, he was the...
second.
And suppose there were four men who came in the door before me, then I came in. I would be the... there were four, and then I was the...
fifth.
And after me would come the...
sixth.
When you might say that when trouble hits, it hits all, it hits how often? When trouble comes, it hits. You ever hear? All at
once.
Okay, would you say that then? All.
All at once.
If I have 2 acres of ground and you had 4 acres, you could say that your property was as large as mine.
You had 4 acres.
I have 4 acres, or you have 4 acres and I have 2 acres. You could say that in terms of size, your acre is as large as mine. It'd be two times, another word for two times larger.